I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. An appeals court has upheld E. Jean Carroll's $83 million defamation judgment against President Trump. Here's the AP's Haya Panjwani.
That's for the president's repeated social media attacks against the longtime advice columnist after she accused him of sexual assault in the 1990s. Trump had argued that he should not have to pay the sum as a result of a Supreme Court decision expanding his presidential immunity. That award followed a separate trial where Trump was found liable for sexually abusing Carroll and ordered to pay $5 million. That order was upheld by an appeals court last December. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Legislators topple France's government in a confidence vote today, a new crisis for Europe's second largest economy that obliges President Emmanuel Macron to search for a fourth prime minister in 12 months. A train slammed into a double-decker bus northwest of Mexico City early today, killing at least 8 people. Several others were wounded. I'm Ed Donahue.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.